The David Mahoney Morning Show, every weekday morning from 6 to 10.
Okay, so we need to talk about this because this has become a topic of discussion in the studio, and it needs to be
what, Dave?
Brought above board here. All right, Audrey is incredulous at the idea that
I'm in a room with a perfect ratio.
That we actually, when we hook up with our lovers, right?
Yeah.
That they cross the finish line.
Yeah.
That's not what I'm getting at. What I'm getting at
what
is
are you getting
the
at,
reason
then?
What the conversation started was is that women for a very long time have had a feeling of the reason why sex is because a male finishes or whatever. And a lot of times women don't finish. That is a thing that does happen. Sometimes women don't have orgasms, guys. I don't know if you knew that, but sometimes we don't, okay? So, but in this room, everyone just told me that every single time you guys have sex, that it's always finished with a female.
Since the very first time I was romantically active, I am so insecure. Like, about myself in general, like, I don't want to be considered a bad lover. So it's like, go above and beyond and make sure they're happy first, because whatever happens afterwards, it's just, it's icing on the cake.
It is enjoyment, yes. Whether or not we reach it is different.
It's about communication. Dave and I and Ian, we are all very, we are guys who are secure with our masculinity, and we are open to communication with our partners. Like, that's not a foreign thing. Like, I know, like, the dudes back in the stereotypical guy is like, oh, I don't talk about my wife around, or you do pull the DJ Khaled stuff. But no, like, communicate your needs and wants to your lover. It's really not that hard to communicate about what you want in that regard.
Exactly.
And if you
and
do
we've
that,
gotten to that point.
And if you do that,
that,
then
argument.
You're going to be, it's going to be good for everybody. But I feel like there's a lot of men out there who aren't men, who are just boys, who don't understand that. And you shouldn't be with those
types
of guys.
There's also selfish lovers, too. Yeah. But if we're being totally honest, I'm so insecure about myself that I don't enjoy it unless she is enjoying it more.
That is different. Enjoyment is different than orgasm.
But I can tell when my wife has an orgasm.
I'm sure you can. And I'm not saying that. I'm saying that this whole argument became because I said that women now are starting to actually have that differentiation of we want it. Sex is not just for men. And it has come to a point, and I'm
who
not the only
that?
One. Look at the chat. Women are sitting here saying, and this is also part of the communication. You're not hearing me. I am a woman telling you that is a thing, and you're sitting here telling me it's not. And I am a woman who's had sex.
I know, but you're telling us how. But you're telling us how we do our thing, and that's why we're taking umbrage with what you are saying.
I have a perfect ratio of men around me who are saying that every single time you have reached an O with a woman.
Dave, Ian, and I are all very communicative people. We aren't afraid to talk about that, and all of us are also very insecure in many ways, where we want people to like us, and we want to think, we want that positive reinforcement, like we are doing a good job. So for me, honestly, making sure that somebody else is happy is way more important than making sure that I'm happy 100% of the time. Like, that's how I feel. That's just, and I feel like Dave and Ian are both in a similar boat. And if you're like, well, there are plenty of guys out there who don't do that. Yes, there are. But those guys also aren't marriage material.
Mackenzie said, preach, Audrey, enjoyment is not 100% orgasmic, and guys have 100,000% been lied to.
Well, I'm sorry for you. I I'm sorry that you've been, you continue to fall into a trap of finding these guys who are bad communicators. Because that's not relationship material. It's not. If somebody's a selfish lover, then they're going to be selfish in the relationship all the way around. That's
not like
a
every
long-term
time
relationship
is,
person.
Is perfect, right? I mean, of course not. I mean, there's ebbs and flows to everything, including, you know, stuff in the bedroom, right?
Yeah.
But ultimately, I think that what makes a really good partner is when you click, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, that sometimes takes a long time to figure out with somebody. But if you're both not working towards that, then somebody's being selfish.
And again, I feel like that goes back to your relationship as a whole. Like, if we are selfish in that specific area of ourselves, then like, you're not going to be a good partner to that person. And not everybody's right for everybody, but find that person who is right for you. Like, that's what I've always done.
Jaden said there's a lot of people that fake it.
Sure. But also, have a conversation with your partner. Like, why are you having? Like, I would be, like, if you're not willing to say, like, do this, make sure this is happening, or I
like
this.
I don't like this. Yeah,
like be open in your in that regard, because otherwise you're just playing yourself.
Jay said, "Stop mansplaining, Mahoney."
Okay. Cool.
So, I don't know. I agree that conversation is definitely something that needs to be had. Natalie in our chat said, "I faked orgasms for years. It is something that happens, and I'm opening that window from the light of a female perspective. It is something that doesn't necessarily mean that it means that it was bad at sex or whoever you're having sex with is bad. It just means that from a female perspective, a lot of times we think that the completion of the man is what it's supposed to be, and we are now realizing as women, maybe that's a maturity thing or whatever, but the open communication and women wanting to have sex more and being more free with sex has made those conversations, Mahoney, that you're talking about more readily available. Hey, can we bring toys into the bedroom? Hey, can we do this? Can I go first? Can we trade off? Those conversations are things that do need to happen, but I think that we're now reaching the point where we feel comfortable enough to have them happen.
But you started this conversation by saying, like, I've been seeing online that I know people who are getting theirs and then just ending things right
because
then and there.
Because women have had that happen all the time.
And what I'm saying is, if I were to encounter that, and we're having this thing, that would be it for me. I would be like, what? Well, why? Unless if there was a real problem. But if you're just like, I'm one and done.
And girls and have that happen to them all the time.
But then I would cut you out of my life. Which women, if a guy does that to you, cut that guy out of your life.
But the reason why there's such a divide between your two perspectives, right, is because Mahoney is the sort of guy that wants to make sure that his woman is always taken care of. And Audrey, you're talking about guys that don't care.
Yeah, there's a big difference.
And there's a
not necessarily.
That guy's gonna
or there's
that's
not capable.
That's
of
not
doing
what
it.
I'm saying. And the video that I'm talking about was women do. We have a lot of women are used to not 100% of the time completing. It is easier for a man to complete than a girl, and that's just fact.
Speak for yourself. Speak for yourself. You don't know my life.
That's fact.
Yeah, I mean, I guess.
I don't know. So in our chat, somebody said,
I like what Little Kenny called. Did you see that? So she said, my husband makes me experience the little death every time. I've never heard an orgasm called the little death. Have you?
Also, like somebody said, I don't care if I'm being lied to. I mean, if you're doing that, you're just hurting yourself. Like, communicate. It's not that hard.
Yeah.
Solve a lot of your problems in and out of the bedroom. Communicate. Funny how that works.
Funny how this bit is not working.
I think it worked. We were able to open up a conversation that I don't think a lot of people have heard, apparently.
I blame you, Dave. You're selfish.